The SAI rejected the assertion that Wakefield's claim was fraudulent. Further research has continued to support the doctor. More than 26 studies in the U.S., Canada, Venezuela, and Italy replicated Wakefield's 1998 findings, but have not been widely publicized. As director of the MRC's Research Misconduct Project, Lewis explained that important areas of scientific research are increasingly being manipulated by government agencies, large corporations, and leading universities in order to promote and protect their own interests. Suppressing independent research that threatens their interests is critical to their interests. While most scientists are rarely targeted for retribution by government, industry, or academia, some have faced false allegations of research misconduct. Scientists who are targeted in this manner suffer lifelong consequences, and the chilling effect it has on other scientists is profound. Few, if any, scientists are willing to step into the firing line of government or big industry and risk being martyred, explained Lewis. The outside pressure the pharmaceutical industry brings to bear on vaccine advocates explain why many doctors are wary of making any controversial statements about the effects of vaccines. Dr. Thomas Verstraten is one such case. Verstraten entered the vaccine fray when he authored a 2001 study whose initial phase seemed to indicate a potential link between thimerosal and autism. However, by 2003, Verstraten said his study ultimately did not support such a link, and he became a supporter of the vaccines. He was accused of yielding to outside pressure to alter studies indicating a link between thimerosal and autism. One internal CDC document obtained after a FOIA request showed Verstraten sent an email that many have interpreted as referring to his difficulty in making the statistical association between thimerosal and autism disappear with the words, "It just won't go away." In June 2005, Rolling Stone published an article written by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. entitled "Deadly Immunity," which claimed that the federal government and the pharmaceutical industry colluded to withhold information concerning vaccine safety. Kennedy also accused Verstraten of modifying his data to fit the CDC's claim that there is no link between thimerosal and autism, an accusation that Verstraten has vehemently denied. Yet his personal career choices suggest something sinister. Shortly after publishing his findings, Verstraten left the CDC for a position with the pharmaceutical giant, GlaxoSmithKline. Verstraten's jump is just another illustration of the revolving door policy between government regulators and the corporate world.